You're about to hear the only advertising program on the BBC, the show known for its rapier-like wit. So, draw up a chair and get your ears pierced. Yes, it's something to shout about. Michael Medwin, Eleanor Summerfield, Joan Sims, Fenella Fielding, Nicholas Phipps and Warren Mitchell take a light-hearted look at the advertising world. The employees of Apsley, Addis, Cohn, Barbican, Blythe and Gideon Partners are always delighted to welcome new clients. So when the representative of Joy Boy Toilet Luxuries arrived in Michael Lightfoot's office, he was given the full treatment, a lukewarm cup of coffee and a blank look.
And I can personally guarantee, Mr. Fisk, that by the time we finish with your product, every man, woman and child in the country will be using it. By the way, what is your product?
Aftershave lotion. You see, we at Joy Boy Toilet Luxuries aren't planning to produce merely one aftershave lotion, but a veritable plethora.
Ah, well, a plethora is a very hard thing to sell, Mr. Fisk. So few people are using them nowadays.
No, Mr. Lightfoot.
Michael, darling, fabulous news. Oh, who's your little friend?
Oh, this is Mr. Plethora, Fisk Toilet Luxury.
No. Fisk.
That's what I said, and this is my secretary, Miss Harris.
No, you've got the name wrong, Mr. Lightfoot.
Darling, he ought to know. Anyway, I came to say that the Star Quality Rotor is up on the notice board.
Oh, Janet, how marvelous.
Mavis goes first. Then you, then Maggie, then me, then Adrian. Think of it, darling, lying on a hot beach in a huge hat and a tiny bikini, just waiting for something to happen.
I shouldn't think you'd have to wait too long.
Well, it depends on the size of the hat.
Personally, I favor sunglasses and boxer shorts. You know, something brief but tasteful.
Mr. Lightfoot, what about my aftershave lotion?
Let's not lose our heads, Mr. Fitz.
It's so difficult to decide where to go. I wonder if Sicily is hot in the middle of June.
2 whole weeks. I wonder if the casino at Monte Carlo has an early closing there.
Mr. Lightfoot, about my product. We intend to market not only an aftershave lotion, but a pre-shave lotion and a during-shave lotion, which you spray on at half time.
Of course, I could take the car and drive through France and on to Spain. Or Italy. Depends on the weather, really. On the other hand, North Africa's so near Spain, it seems a pity.
Furthermore, we've a non-shave lotion for people with beards. They dab it on behind their ears.
I say, Michael, the holiday arrangements are up. Mavis goes first, then you.
I know, Adrian. Janet told me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I disturbing you?
Well, actually...
Not in the least. Mr. Fisk, this is Adrian Beals of our copy department.
Good morning.
I was just telling Mr. Lightfoot here about our pre-electric shave lotion. We have two separate brands, one AC and one DC.
Oh, good. Well, the thing is, Michael, Hilda and I want to go to the continent this year, but the problem is the two children.
One AC and one DC, Mr. Lightfoot.
Rubbish, Mr. Fisk. I know Adrian's house is all electric, but it doesn't include the occupant.
No. What I meant was, we mustn't forget the electric shavers, must we?
Oh, I never take an electric razor on the continent. A friend of mine had a hair-raising experience once in a hotel in Madrid.
How extraordinary. I once had a hair-raising experience in a hotel in Madrid. That was a perfectly natural mistake for a foreigner to make, and I went straight out again.
Well, my friend got a nasty shock.
So did I.
Well, I've got to ring the wife anyway, so I'll leave you to it.
Well, now, Mr. Fisker, tell me about your product.
I've just been trying to tell you, Mr. Lightfoot.
Oh, I know it's difficult to put these things into words sometimes. Just relax, Mr. Fisk. Try again, huh?
Well, I can't remember now where we got to.
We were trying to decide whether I should drive to Italy, Spain, or North Africa.
Really, Mr. Lightfoot, you're going too far.
Oh, it's not all that far. I know someone who cycled all the way to Istanbul. Mind you, it took him 3 years. Well, the wind was against him, you know.
Michael, is it wonderful about our holidays? Oh, I'm sorry. Janet said there was no one here.
No, she meant Mr. Fisk. This is Miss Tufnell, our television commercials department, Mr. Fisk.
How do you do, Miss Fisk?
How do you do?
Mr. Fisk has come to discuss plethora after shame.
Oh, no. Joy Boy. Joy Boy Lollit Tuxury. Luxit Toileries. Oh.
Well, I won't disturb you as you're obviously on the verge of a brilliant idea.
Joy Boy Tuxit Loileries.
I'm sure they're delicious and completely moth-proof. Michael, have you got my BEA timetable? I lent it to you last year.
Did you? Oh, yeah, that's right. I lent it to Adrian. He wanted to look up the phone number of an air hostess.
Mm. I want to see if I can get to Dubrovnik in one hop.
You'd better start training immediately.
On the other hand, I saw a cruise advertised. You fly to Brazil, then sail 5,000 miles up the River Amazon on a banana boat. I wonder if it's me.
The return fare to Claxton. Oh. Oh, mercy, I didn't know you had company, Miss Lightfoot.
Oh, well, Mr. Fisk, this is Mavis Willis.
Oh, delighted, I'm sure, and the pleasure's mutual.
Mr. Lightfoot. I thought I'd already met everybody who worked here.
Oh, I don't work here. I'm in the typing pool.
Mr. Fisk, Miss Willis means she doesn't actually work in this office, but she...
I don't care what she means, Mr. Lightfoot. I have never witnessed such a deplorable exhibition of crass incompetence and half-witted inefficiency. I came here for help and advice, but to let you advertise our product would be like throwing an anvil to a drowning man. Good lightning, Mr. Mournfoot.
Well, honestly, fancy him going off like that just because I asked the return fare for Claxton.
Well, cheers, everybody. Here's to happy holidays. Drink up.
Ciao. Salut.
Go.
Arrivederci.
You know, Michael, I finally decided I'm going to Florence, then Rome, and I hope to visit Pompeii again.
Oh, darling, you'll find it all so dreadful since your day. That volcano erupted, you know. Pumice stone everywhere.
Thank you, Janet. I had heard.
You made any plans, Michael?
Well, I did have a wonderful idea for a perfect holiday, but it's been completely spoiled by the person who worked out the holiday rota. They've taken great care to see that Janet goes away in June while I have the last fortnight in August.
Now, my darling, I shall think of you wherever I am, whatever it is.
Where's that likely to be?
Well, I want someplace rugged and romantic. I think I'll settle on Corsica.
What, permanently? You do know that Napoleon isn't there anymore.
That lot I care about, that stuffy old Napoleon. Always telling everyone he'd get to Moscow or bust.
Now, Janet, I can't say I approve of you going to Corsica.
Darling, you're just jealous. The men there are absolutely gorgeous. Gorgeous, tall, dark, and insistent.
Well, you better watch out. Half of them are bandits, you know. An English woman on her own is quite likely to be kidnapped.
That's horrible. Only my mother-in-law was asking about a holiday. How much is a one-way ticket?
Adrian, I'm sorry to disappoint you, but I've been to Corsica and returned quite safely.
Oh, was it the closed season?
I was there 2 weeks and didn't see one single bandit, though I did hear there were some up in the mountains.
Oh, I must take my climbing boots.
Point of bitter for Mr. Lightfoot.
Well, thanks. Well, cheers, Adrian. Give my regards to the Rhine maiden.
Bon santé. Hasta la vista.
Hasta la gusta.
Gesundheit.
Aw, isn't it dreadful to think of Mavis going to Clacton? I do think we ought to do something about it.
What, warn them, do you mean?
No, persuade her to go abroad. It will give her a new interest in life.
Matter of fact, she's coming over to join us for a drink when she's finished work.
But Mavis working late. Are they stock-taking in the typing pool?
No, she's putting the finishing touches to a knitted hot water bottle cover. It's for her grand birthday next week.
Then why all the panic?
Well, she thinks she's going to have a job to find a hot water bottle to fit it. If you ask me, they'll have to make one specially.
Evening all, I'm ever so sorry not to have been here previous, but I got all mixed up due to having my front half facing round the wrong way.
Which way was the rest of you facing?
Well, I knew by the neck, you see. You want a snug fit round the neck. Otherwise, all your heat evaporates in the small hours and Gran wakes up with cold feet.
Why, is she telepathic?
Oh, very, but she never watches it in bed. Well, she can't, you see, because the telly's in the kitchen.
Mavis, I think you need a drink. What'll it be?
Oh, tell Miss Lightfoot. A small port and lemon, just as it comes, please.
Small port and lemon, please, Fred.
Right, Mr. Lightfoot.
Mavis, we were discussing your holiday. We thought it'd be a good idea for you to go to the continent this year.
Oh, the continent of what?
Europe.
Unless you'd rather go somewhere further afield.
Oh, but I'm going to Clacton, Miss Tufnell. I always do every year. It makes a nice change.
Oh, you must go abroad, Mary.
Must I?
Yes. Get beautifully tanned in faraway places with strange-sounding names.
Think of the golden beaches of the Riviera with the international set comparing yachts and name-dropping. The glamour, the romance. You don't get that at Clacton.
Oh, but it's very nice, though. You've got your pier, and there's that new fish and chip shop down by the car park. And that's open till 9:30. And then there's fairy lights on the gasometer, and I hear they've had the bus shelter all done up.
Well, who on earth wants to spend a holiday sitting in a bus shelter?
Well, we had to last year. It rained every day.
Well, there you are. Go to the Mediterranean where the sun shines all the time.
Well, even at night as well. I thought that only happened in Holland.
Well, if it ever happens in the south of France, there'll be a few red faces on the beach in the morning, if you see what I mean.
Well, it's ever so kind of you all to be so suggestive, but I don't think I'd fancy a trip abroad, really.
But Mavis is absolutely fab. Everyone's so friendly. You know, the first time I lay on the beach in Cannes, 5 men had offered to see me home before lunchtime. Well, I admit 4 of them were policemen. It's a thought that counts.
That's quite enough. You're giving Mavis all the wrong ideas. Mavis, why don't you go somewhere like Nice?
Is it nice, Nice?
Very. Lots of English people go there. The weather's marvellous, and I'm sure they've got a fish and chip shop somewhere.
Is there a pier?
Well, I don't think there's a pier exactly, but the bathing's wonderful, and you'll soon pick up the language.
Oh, well, I learned German at school.
Mavis, Nice is in France.
Is it? Since when?
Oh, quite some time now. Oh, do go. You'll love it.
Yeah, well, maybe I'll pop down to that travel agency on the corner. Now, what did you say the name of the place was?
Nice, Mavis. N-I-C-E, Nice, and it's in France. That's the bit of land across the channel. And the channel is a strip of water.
I know where the channel is. It's that river between England and Ireland.
I might take the car. Where's Mavis? She should be here to take some notes.
She'll be here soon. She's probably held up at the travel agency.
I still can't believe that she's actually gone to book up for Nice.
Well, you don't rush out with a passport in your hand when booking a return ticket to Clacton. Not unless you're going via Helsinki.
Well, knowing Mavis, that's quite likely.
But there's always the possibility that Clacton has seceded from the Commonwealth and no one told us.
I doubt it, old boy. Princeton is very loyal.
Please, if we don't get some ideas about Joy Boy toilet luxuries, we'll all have to leave the country.
Okay, Maggie, well, let's see. The first thing to consider is what class of men will buy it.
Well, I think that's fairly obvious. The advertisements must appeal to the modern man, the man who likes to be well up with the latest gadgets.
Then how about one of those commercials featuring an airline pilot? We have a shot of him stepping out of the plane, coupled with the slogan, I use Joy Boy aftershave on every trip. It contains extra starch for that stiff upper lip.
Thank you, Michael, but I think we'll...
Maggie,
is it all right if I come in and take notes instead of Mavis? Not sure. Do you think you can manage?
Oh, don't worry. Janet can take shorthand standing on her head.
I always wondered why she looks so disheveled after a dictating session with you.
There's a very simple explanation. We spend a lot of time under the desk looking for pencils.
Yeah. We take it in turns to drop them.
Oh, well, Janet, sit down. I don't suppose Mavis will be back for hours.
She came back from the travel agents 20 minutes ago. She returned with a deep depression.
I suppose it flew in from the Azores.
Michael, that's not funny. The poor thing can't go on holiday. She just hasn't enough money.
Oh, Lord, we didn't think of that.
Well, we should have done, you know. A fortnight in Nice costs at least £40. Mavis is exactly £9.10.
Oh, dear, I didn't realize. She must be terribly disappointed.
What a shame. I suppose there's no cheaper way of doing it. Save on the hotel or something.
Oh, sure. She could book Betty breakfast for a fortnight and take a suitcase full of sandwiches.
Now, Janet, you've been down that part of the world a lot. What's the cheapest you could do it for?
Well, I've got by on practically nothing. But then I had some fantastic luck the first night at the casino.
Darling, if you know a winning system, please tell us.
Well, I don't think it's a system you could use. You see, there was this rather sweet American playing with tables. So I followed him until he followed me.
All right, Janet. That's quite enough. You're the only girl I know who comes back from a holiday showing a profit.
Well, unless we do something, the nearest Mavis will get to a casino will be the bingo parlor on Clacton Pier.
You know, old girl, I was thinking, if we all chipped in with a few quid, Mavis could afford to go to Nice.
Well, why not? Let the girl have fun while she can. You're only young once.
Yes, Maggie.
I tell you what about a fiver each?
Oh, I can come in.
Certainly.
Me too. I'll rake up a fiver somehow. Oh, I know. We had a crazy party at the flat last night. I could take back the empty.
Anyway, Janet, I'll stake you for the moment. Maggie, here's 10 quid. You better do the necessary.
Okay, thanks.
Yes, and here's my contribution. I'm sure Hilda wouldn't mind in the least. But just to make quite certain, I won't tell her.
Thanks, Adrian. Well, if you'll excuse me, I'll pop along to Mavis and... Dear, I can't just go in and give her the money, not just like that. She'd be terribly offended. She'd feel so cheap.
Darling, you're right. Some people are a bit funny about these things.
Exactly. We must find some way of giving it to her without her knowing we're giving it to her. But how?
I say, I know who can fix things for us. Priority Tours.
Oh, of course, what a good idea. We've got an account there. They can arrange it. Why don't you go and have a word with Juicy?
Who or what is Juicy?
Juicy Appleton from the Rap. Oh, Maggie, surely you remember Juicy Appleton.
No, surprisingly enough, I didn't serve in the RAF.
What kept you out, Flatsy?
Righty here, Adrian. I better make a note of the name. Mavis Williams. 12, is it?
Yes, that's right. Now, Juicy, is everything quite clear? She'll be in later today.
All understood. There's just one thing, old boy. There's a poster in the window offering the all-in holiday at Nice for £45.
Oh, well, forget about that. Tell her it's only £9.10 and we'll settle later.
Must say, it's definitely pretty dim not to notice.
I think I can safely say she won't notice.
Well, then not to worry, old boy. Leave it to Juicy.
Thanks very much. She deserves a decent holiday. She's a nice kid. Not particularly bright, but very obliging.
You always did go after that type. I say, what happened to that tall blonde waif you won from the skipper in that poker game?
Oh, the wife's fine, thanks. Well, I must be going, and thank you a lot. Cheerio, Juicy.
Bye-bye, prune face.
Oh, I'm so glad Mr. Beale sent me here, Mr. Juicy. You're so much cheaper. You're so very much cheaper than that other place. I really don't know how you do it for £9.10.
Well, Miss Rose, you see, it's a sort of special reduction. We're holding a sale.
Why? I didn't know they had sales in holidays.
Well, it's a sort of a summer sale. So we better fix your hotel, what? You'll be having a single room, of course.
Oh, yes, thanks. Just the one.
What about a bath?
Well, I intend to have a good scrub down before I leave.
Fair dues, what? Would you like to have a private one when you're away?
But I always bath in private. Except when my gran comes in to wash me back with her Donald Duck loofah.
Yes, Mr. Fisk. We've mapped out a rough campaign outline for your product. I've got it on the desk in front of me and I'll post it to you.
What's that?
What? You'll be over this afternoon? Oh, that's very brisk, Mr. Fisk. Oh, no, I'll be delighted to see you any time. Goodbye. Really, I do resent being rushed into things.
Michael, darling, look what I've just bought. Isn't it fab?
What is it, a plastic meat safe?
No, darling, it's a featherweight gadabout. A wardrobe case for air travel. I got it reduced because it's got a bent hanger.
I thought you were going out to buy a beach hat for Mavis, not a featherweight gadabout with a bent hanger.
Oh, I got that as well. It's inside. Well, I had to have something to carry it in, didn't I?
Where's Mavis? Is she inside as well?
No, she's doing some last-minute packing. Her plane doesn't leave for 2 hours, so she thought she'd wash a couple of sweaters.
Charming. I suppose she'll ask the stewardess to hang them on the wings to dry.
Oh, that reminds me. I said I'd give her some luggage labels. Now, I think they're on this shelf somewhere.
Oh, well, afternoon, Miss Lightfoot. Pardon the liberty, but Jan kindly volunteered me a lend of her labels.
I'm just trying to find out where I put them, maybe.
Oh, you tie the stick-on ones on the handles, the man at the agency said. Now, just a moment, I'll bring them in. Fred, would you and the liftman be a dear and bring them in, Tar?
Right, oh, Miss Mavis, Tar.
Mavis, you're not bringing your luggage up here.
Oh, it's no trouble. It's all in the corridor outside.
Oh, Over to you, Cyril. Now, come on, down on your left. Oh, right. Lower it down, careful. Oh, tart.
Tart, that's the small one.
Right, tart. I'll get the other one.
I found the labels, Mavis. Will a dozen be enough?
Oh, plenty. I only need 12.
Now, down on your right, Cyril. Oh, easy. Now, come on, easy. Right, lower, careful. Tart.
Tart, that's the big one.
I'm glad you told me. I'd never have guessed.
And there's all your et cetera's, Miss Mavis. Oh, is that the lot then, Tower?
That's the lot then, Tower.
Tower.
Mavis, I've no wish to seem inhospitable, but as you've 2 tin trunks, 3 paper carrier bags, 1 parcel,
making 8 in all.
Wouldn't it be easier for Janet to take the labels down to you instead of you bringing the luggage up to her?
Oh, I wish you'd mentioned that before. You know, I knew there was an easier way of doing it, but I couldn't think what it was.
Besides which, if you board the plane with all that lot, it'll never be able to take off. You're only allowed £40, you know.
Well, how much is that in French money?
Oh, Mavis, I must show you the farewell gift I got for you. Look, darling, isn't it fab?
Oh, smashing, Jan. Whatever is it?
It's a hat for the beach. It's got built-in sunglasses, and a little pocket in the crown for a spare bikini, and an address book.
And a TV aerial, and you could let it to a young married couple.
Ah, oh, Mavis, there you are. I was... Good heavens, what's all this luggage? Looks like a sales and railway lost property office.
Oh, is that where you get all your clothes? I thought you made them yourself.
Darling, I don't need to. I'm stock size.
Really? Which department?
All over.
Now, girls, please.
You want Mavis to leave with pleasant memories, especially as she won't be able to take most of her luggage.
Oh, but it's only the barest essentials, Mr. Lightfoot. I've got a spare eiderdown in there, grand stone hot water bottle in there, my woolly lining in there, Mum's thermos in Dad's gumboots, and a spare nightie in the electric kettle.
But Mavis, you're going to Nice, not the North Pole.
If Mavis catches planes like she does buses, anything is possible.
Well, anyway, I've brought you a box of free samples, if you can find a corner somewhere. There's 2 tubes of anti-sunburn cream, some anti-air-sick pills, some anti-midge lotion, some anti-mosquito oil, and do have a good time.
What, no antifreeze?
Ah, Mavis, just the person I was looking for. Now, I brought you a pair of frogman slippers, a snorkel, and some goggles. I thought you might want to do some skin diving.
Maggie, you forgot the anti-fish paste.
Well, what's all this lot for then, Mr. Beals?
Well, underwater fishing, it's the latest thing.
I thought fish were always underwater. Oh, well, I don't know, I'm going to get all this in. I'll have to make up another parcel.
There's my beach hat to go in as well. You can't fold a beach hat with a built-in sunglasses and an address book. You'll just have to wear it on the plane.
But what about my contribution? That's got to go in somewhere.
How big a contribution is it?
A small portable radio and a large French phrase book.
Oh, how smashing. I'll be able to listen with one ear and translate what they're saying with the other. Oh, everybody's so kind, giving me the name of that cut price agency and all.
Look, Mavis can't possibly board the plane with 3 carrier bags, 1 parcel, skin diving equipment, a portable radio, a French phrase book, a sun hat and 2 tin trunks. There won't be room.
Well, perhaps I could slip them into the boot at the back, then the driver wouldn't notice.
Besides, Mavis, you can't possibly arrive in Nice clutching carrier bags marked Dagenham self-service store. It's so misleading anyway when you come from Ilford.
Well, I like people to know I've been around.
Well, you won't get far with that tin trunk. It weighs easily £40 empty, let alone filled with gumboots, stone hot water bottles.
Well, it was either that or the hamper Dad travels his pigeons around in.
Well, a few pigeons mightn't be a bad idea. They could help lift the plane off the ground.
I know. Why don't I lend Mavis my featherweight gadabout?
Janet, it's a very good idea. We'll unpack all Mavis's belongings and repack about a third of them.
We'd better get a move on. We've got to be at the airport in a couple of hours.
Well, I tell you what, I'll go and borrow the scales from the packing room. Then we can check the weight of each thing as we put it in.
Oh, honestly, I never had all this trouble when I went to Clacton. I may have had to stand all the way, but at least I had a tin trunk to sit on.
One left shoe, 4 ounces.
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 Check.
One right shoe, 6 ounces.
One right... Hey, why is this one 6 ounces if the other one was 4?
Well, I've got a tube of toothpaste in the tube.
Well, mind you remember to take it out before you put them on. Otherwise, you'll have one striped foot.
What's the score, Janet?
Well, counting that last shoe, exactly 43¾ pounds.
Quarter of a pound to go. What about my phrase book?
Well, that's in already, Mr. Light. But what about one gumboot?
No, Mavis. I keep telling you, you won't need gumboots in Nice.
I only wanted to take one, just in case.
Oh, for heaven's sake, put in this pair of pyjamas. We've got to leave for the airport in a minute.
This Wincyette is very heavy, Maggie. I can only allow half a pair of pyjamas, otherwise she'll arrive overweight.
It's better to arrive overweight than leave under a cloud. Put both halves in.
You ought to travel on the night flight like I do, Mavis. Then you don't have to pack pyjamas, you wear them. It's a wonderful opening gambit.
Well, I'll just shut the case, and then we're all set to see you off.
Oh, by the way, my family are coming too. Is that all right?
Of course, Mavis. The more the merrier.
I do hope my beach hat will be all right on top of Adrian's slippers.
Oh, perfectly. The two together remind me of a very short frog wearing a sou'wester.
Will passengers for flight B24 from Nice and Rome please proceed to bay number 3. Will passengers for flight
B24... Oh, mercy. Oh, mercy, I am so excited. My knees are knocking together like castanets in a high wind.
Well, when you're in the plane, darling, put a magazine between them or you'll make the other passengers nervous.
Oh, it's ever so kind of you all to come and see me off like this. I'm quite underwhelmed, I am, really.
Well, it's the least we could do over the circumstances. By the way, where are your family? I thought you said they were coming too.
Oh, yes, there they are, over there. Yahoo! Mum! Dad, I'm over here! Woohoo! Right! It's me, Mavis! They've taken all the luggage away, but they refund it at the other end.
Maggie, which one of Mavis's family is which? They all look exactly the same to me.
Her gran is the one with the fruit on her hat. And I think the one smoking a pipe is her dad, but I wouldn't swear to it. Look out, they're coming over.
Can I introduce you all to my folks? This is my mum, Mrs. Willis, who's married to my dad, Mr. Willis.
How do you do, Mrs. Willis?
Oh, ever so, I'm sure. Afraid I can't shake hands with you all at the same time, due to our being rather late arriving.
And this is my dad, Mr. Willis, husband by marriage to my mum, Mrs. Willis, who's his wife.
Any friend of Mavis's is a friend, and I don't care who knows it.
Well said, Mr. Willis, and neither do we.
And this is my gran, who's also called Mrs. Willis, being my dad's mum on his father's side, which she never left for 60 years.
We hear such a lot about you, Mrs. Willis. How is your lumbago?
I'm going to see my Mavis. Get your seat facing the engine. Facing the engine so that she can see which station to get out.
Well, that's a good idea, Mrs. Willis. And tell her not to get out before the plane stops.
Don't get out before the plane.
Mavis, I think it's time you were getting on board. The other passengers are moving.
Oh, yes, well, goodbye all. Non repos, as they say, and thanks for all your help.
Goodbye, darling. Have a lovely time.
Send us a postcard.
Get a good tan.
Oh, by the way, Mavis, perhaps we could give your family a lift home.
Oh, no, Tar, they're coming with me.
What do you mean?
Oh, yes, didn't I tell you? Well, you see, the travel agency you sent me to was so cheap, they thought it'd make a nice change from always having a nice change at Claxton. Come on, Dad, come on, Mum, come on, Brad. Bye all, see you in a fortnight.
Bye, Mavis. Well, really. I wonder how much it costs to send four people to Nice.
We'll soon find out. Thank goodness Dad didn't decide to take his pigeon.
Well, at least we wouldn't have had to pay their airfare. Huh? Only their board and lodging.
And that would have been chicken feed.
If you ask me, we'll be lucky if we can afford a holiday at all.
Janet.
Yes, darling.
How much is the second class return to Clacton?
Through no fault of your own, you've just heard Something to Shout About. Michael Lightfoot was played by Michael Medwin, Maggie by Eleanor Summerfield, Janet by Fenella Fielding, Mavis by Joan Sims, and Adrian by Nicholas Phipps. Mr. Fisk and several other unlikely characters were played by Warren Mitchell. The script of this holiday brochure was written in the sand by Miles Rudge and Ronnie Wolfe, who believe in calling a bucket and spade a bucket and spade. The writing on the wall was seen by our producer, Eric Miller. As the cast are all about to take an enforced permanent holiday, all letters should be sent care of the bus shelter, Clacton.